Spain is coming to the end of its olive harvesting season. In 2021, the world's biggest producer of olive oil began suffering a punishing drought. Farmers are still watching the sky, hoping for a better season in 24-25. But apart from climate change, there's another cause for anxiety. A deadly and hard-to-collect bacterium has killed millions of olive trees in southern Italy and in Cordoba in Spain. Dr. Blanca Landa heads up a project at the Institute of Sustainable Agriculture dedicated to stopping the spread of the microbe. Linda Presley met her at her laboratory.
It's a biosecurity facility, a quarantine level 2 facility. So the sluice is under positive pressure. It's to avoid any escape from the laboratory inside or some entrance from outside from the street.
Inside, Dr. Landa and her team keep a collection of deadly strains of the Xylella microbe.
It's considered one of the most dangerous quarantine pathogens, and this is due to the huge number of diseases that can cause in very important crops such as olive, almonds, grapevines.
And the big fear, of course, especially here in Andalusia, is the olive industry.
Only in Andalusia, we have over 1.6 million olive hectares, so you can imagine the concern of the olive industry.
Xylella kills slowly, clogging the vessels through which a plant absorbs water. And the only way it spreads is through insect vectors. They feed on an infected tree, then carry the microbes to the next tree they land on. It's believed Xylella first arrived in Europe in ornamental coffee plants from Latin America. Dr. Landa remembers her first sight of the havoc wreaked by the killer bacterium when she visited southern Italy in 2014.
I was completely astonished. So it was like being in a film of like atomic war or whatever, because all the trees were completely died and drying. So all the Puglia, all the area is affected.
The dying trees generated conspiracy theories. Scientists, an oil pipeline, large companies, even the mafia, all of them were blamed for the demise of countless olive groves. Farmers were distraught, chaining themselves to their ancient diseased trees to prevent the environmental authorities from removing them, the only way to counter Xylella.
It was a very, very sad situation. They said, some of the farmers, to me, that they take care of the trees even better than their own child, you know, because it was their way of living. Everywhere you go, you see symptoms of Xylella everywhere, yeah.
And have they managed to stop it yet?
No, not at all, no.
Italy's lost more than 20 million olive trees to Xylella. And it's been detected in parts of Spain too, although not yet in Andalusia, which is why Dr. Landa's research is critical. In a large, secured industrial greenhouse, she keeps plant material that her team's infected with Xylella, including 11 varieties of olives.
What we do, we inoculate artificially, trying to simulate what the insect does, that is using a very thin needle. We inject a suspension of the bacterium in the trunk of the plants.
Okay.
So we don't work with insect vectors. It's too dangerous.
Especially if those insects escaped. There's still so much that's mysterious about the bacterium. Dr. Landa knows the plants in her greenhouse are infected, but none are so far showing symptoms.
We don't know when something happens in the plant that trigger the symptoms development. And when you notice, it's too late because it appears and it happens very fast.
And you don't know whether it's young trees or old trees, or do you know which ones are more vulnerable?
Normally, the older trees are more sensitive.
Part of the end game would be to develop olive varieties resistant to Xylella.
Second approach is to inoculate the plants, for instance, with the beneficial communities of microorganisms that can protect the plant of not getting infected.
And then there are efforts to attack Xylella itself.
We have some collaborators in the project that are searching for viruses that can infect the bacterium.
I asked Dr. Landa if the gravity of her research project gives her sleepless nights.
No, I mean, otherwise I won't sleep any day. But sometimes I had been very, very concerned, especially when we detected the bacterium in Spain.
Blanca Landa ending that report from Linda Presley in southern Spain. BBC World Service, this is NewsHour.